Well, it. I thought today's practice was good. Yesterday, or better than yesterday. I thought yesterday was solid, but I just felt like our overall tempo of practice compared to the other couple days that we had was a little bit slowed down a little bit. So we re-emphasized that today and challenged our guys on both sides of the ball. And I thought they did a good job responding. You hope to have situations like that that you can teach off of. And it was good to see. It was good to see. I don't know if it was because I had a couple days off or what, but... you know, I was very pleased today. No, it was good. You know what? I think it's just we're trying to, you know, set that bar really high. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think more or less I just use that as an opportunity to say, it's not good enough. Mm-hmm. It's not good enough. And but they responded well. They came out here. And I kind of wanted to see how they'd respond to it. And they came out right from the start, ready to go. And, you know, on both sides and special teams.
How's your quarterback competition going?
It's going good. You know, we're seeing them. You know, we're rotating by periods. You know, there's the first team. You know, Blaine will go on the second team. Chad will go. So, you know, we're instilling a lot of competition in there, and they're battling it. And, you know, it's good to see, like, today we had a two-minute situation, and then we did a red zone fringe area. So we're starting to make it, you know, in more competitive situations. You know, we're keeping track of scores and seven-on-seven. Everything we do, we're trying to create some sort of competition for our team. And so hopefully as OTAs go on and mini camp, we get more and more of those situations to evaluate them.
You signed Trufant last week. What do you think he's got left?
You know what? He came in good shape, ready to go. He's a true professional now. He's a true professional. And he's already talked to our guys, you know, I'm sure in the meetings. I know Coach Walker said that. So it just brings another added dimension, some wisdom, you know, with that group. There's quite a few young guys. So, you know, he's very technique, fundamentally sound, and believes in the whole system. So, you know, another messenger as well as a guy that plays nickel and corner for us.
Was he playing pretty well last year before the hamstring?
Yeah, he did a nice job. You know, it was his first opportunity at nickel. He was always on the outside, but we need a nickel, so we put him inside. And you just see as the year went on, he got more and more comfortable with it.
Gus, is that his primary position here? We're going to be nickel?
Well, I told him he's going to, you know, at nickel, he's going to compete there, but also open him up for competition on the outside. And, you know, we've got, you know, a lot of young guys, some guys that have played some reps there, but you know, it's pretty wide open right now, so we're playing them at both.
Gus, you said the guys responded to what you asked them to do. Did you see some guys step forward as leaders to get that happen, or is it?
You know, that's a great question. I did. You know, I was just listening to them, and Puzz, obviously, he was one guy because it was on the defensive side. I think sometimes what you see is when installation, we're adding more and more now. The first mini camp was just a few base things, but we're adding more to the package now. So what happens is some guys start to think too much, and you start to see other things maybe slip a little bit. And, you know, we wanted to jump back on that and say, hey, listen, you know, we'll limit our package if we have to, but one thing we're not going to limit is, you know, our ability to play hard and fast and together. And so we challenged him again, and, you know, he took the huddle right from the start, so, you know, which we anticipated.
Yeah.
So, he was one of the guys. Both quarterbacks did a nice job. Mercedes, I was really pumped about him yesterday. He had a really a good day. I challenged him to come on back out and do it again today. So, you know, there's guys like that that we're challenging off to the side. A lot of one-on-one conversations with these guys. But, you know, just in, you know, my talks with them, they've done a nice job.
You don't want them to kind of roll into practice. You want it to be. Oh,
that's right. That's right. We want to, right when that horn blows. You know, that's what we tell them. When that whistle blows, every day should be Sunday to them. You know, that's how we roll. And if practice is everything, we prepare like that in practice, it should be on Sunday where they trust their preparation and can fly around and play. But that's why practice is so important to us.
Because you see Lowry talking to Cyprian before every play. How is that communication going?
It's going great. I think it's more Cyprian asking, you know, Lowry. He is a sponge now. He just, you know, he is really taking this get better, you know, to another level. It's every play, every rep, everything he's doing. I mean, he really wants to be good. And, you know, he's a good one. D'Lo's a good one to talk to.
Anybody separating themselves in this quarterback thing, or still dead even?
You know what? I think as more and more we get in this competition, I don't know, Vito, when it's going to be. You know, if it's, you know, at the end, it's hard when you're not in full pads, mm-hmm. you know, to mm-hmm. see it. Right now, we get some rush, but they stop. you know, when they get close, and, you know, so it's hard to simulate that. But, you know, I think once we get pads on and see how they react in different situations, it'll become more clear.